A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Welcome to Monday in the Factory. Monday where we've had more changes again. Every time, like I think Scott Morrison just seems to be enjoying doing press conferences at the moment or not.
I don't know. I don't think he enjoys it. No. The poor thing, honestly. Like, I know there's a lot of hate going towards him and all the leaders, but I just look at them and I think, oh my goodness, you're working 7 days a week. Every hour of the day, look at them. They just look exhausted.
There's definitely, if you look at social media, there's definitely hate.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think that's from people that are always going to hate, doesn't matter what
hate
the situation is.
Hate.
Yeah, well, it's right, you know?
Yeah.
And look, I don't think anybody that's, you know, standing up and doing what they can is doing a perfect job, but at the same time, who could?
Yeah, could you do a better job? But, so just, yeah, accept it and try and work together.
But people won't. And so there will be hate on social media and there'll be praise on social media that will equally, you know, cop it whichever way you go. But anyway, so the outdoor gyms, skate parks closed now.
Yeah. Gatherings of two people. Well, pretty from much now on.
No, that's not including your family members. Like if you all of your family and your dog want to go for a walk, you can.
That's fine. Okay. But one other person that is not in your household.
That's right. Now it also includes people visiting your house.
Yeah.
So you're basically only allowed to have one person over to your house. Although on further investigation, apparently if you want to go and visit your parents, say, that's okay.
Mm.
But one sort of from outside of the family.
There's a lot of... I think it's just... honestly, they're just trying to keep everyone... that people that aren't doing the right thing, this is why they keep bringing in different rules. Because they're like, well, we've seen people doing this. Well, we're going to have to reduce it to one person. And then we're... yeah.
It's basically very hard. Look, it's stay at home. Unless you're still at work or still at school.
Mm-hmm.
Off to the doctor's. Doing some essential shopping or exercising. That's pretty much what they bring it down to now.
Yep.
They haven't shut the beaches yet, so you can potentially still exercise at the beach. But
just keep your distance.
Be careful.
It's busy, go to a different one.
Because they will start shutting them down.
Mm.
I mean, I went past one and saw the ranger counting people.
Mm.
So, you know, don't think that they're not looking.
No.
Anyway. And the good news out of all of this too is given the way things are, they do want to stop landlords from evicting tenants who can't pay at the moment, so that's in the works.
Yep.
Because that was one section of the market that hadn't sort of been spoken about. You know, rental people that are renting. So that's positive.
And we've got some new. I believe there's a new package to be announced soon for people that are unemployed. They were talking about paying up to 80% of wages of people that are unemployed.
Wow.
So, that's just what they're talking about in the coming days. So we'll see what happens.
We'll keep you posted on that front. Okay, good. I think that brings us all up to date.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Ben Cousins thing?
I did, and I told Jack to turn it off.
I felt as though... And I know a lot of people were going to.
I felt like I shouldn't be watching it. You know what I mean? It just felt like we were spying on him. I didn't like it.
Do you know what I found the weirdest thing? And I would have probably watched it, but we were kind of all, as a family, after the news, they'd heavily promoted it, sitting there watching it. First 5 seconds, I know they put a warning up and everything, but snorting things and, like, in a glass pipe and all, and I'm like, Cooper, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, more than ever, there's family viewing going on at the moment, and it just seemed like, bang, it's 7 o'clock out of the news, probably a bit too much. Like, I get that that's where your peak audience is, but probably not the best place to put it. I don't know.
It didn't seem to do much good for him.
Look,
I don't know how much it's going to help him.
If I'm going to be honest, it probably wasn't a great example of shining journalism.
Mm.
Anyway, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that most people probably can all agree on with that story.
Yeah, just wanted it to help him, but not sure if it did.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
What to distill into three things today? Well, probably, I guess, the key message that we've kind of been leading towards for weeks is stay at home.
Yeah, if you don't have to be anywhere, stay at home.
And the exceptions are if you're still going to work or still going to school, or you're off to the doctors, or you're doing an essential shop, or exercising. They're the kind of exceptions to it. But
so it's basically no social things.
Not really.
Nothing that's going to be a social gathering, unfortunately.
And also, secondly to that, the WA travel ban kicks in tomorrow at midnight. So that means you can't move between regions. Perth and Peel are considered one.
Yeah.
But the southwest is separate.
Wheatbelt, I think, is the next one. I didn't realise how wide the boundaries were, because I was like, oh god, like, where does it cut off around Perth? And I was looking at it, and the next thing's Wheatbelt. I was like, wow, okay,
fair way.
It's a fair way. You have to drive pretty far to get into there anyway.
Yes. I mean, you certainly can't consider driving to Broome.
No. Definitely not.
If that was on your plans. I mean, unless you're doing it as an essential service.
Yeah.
And today, and this probably doesn't need much to explain it, but today, in the States at least, is Doctor's Day.
Oh, that's a nice timing, isn't it?
It is. March 30 celebrates the anniversary of a doctor using ether anesthesia for the first time.
Boom.
Okay, so we've moved on from ether as our choice of anesthesia. But it was the first kind of, well, you know, look at the cowboy movies and it was bite down on this bullet and drink a couple slugs of whiskey. So clearly it was a better movement than what we'd had previously.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think, look, for many reasons we can appreciate doctors, but especially medical professionals generally, I think it's fair to say.
Nikki and Tamello's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That. Riddle Me This.
So, welcome to the Zone de Riddle. That's what they call it.
You make it sound so exclusive.
That's what they call it in French, just quietly. I think you'll find that is how it's pronounced. Alison from Ravenswood is here to take our riddle challenge this morning. How you doing, Alison?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, you look all right. Getting through, you know.
Good. Now, have you got yourself a digital radio yet?
No, I haven't.
There you go, because we're doing that now.
Here we are, and we've also got a beautiful matching toaster and kettle set, so you can set this retro radio up in your kitchen with a beautiful retro toaster and kettle. It would be beautiful, and you can listen to us while you're having your cuppa. How good's that?
Awesome.
Okay.
Kids are a bit excited. We don't have a toaster.
Really?
Sorry, what?
Sorry, how do you, I mean, I don't realise there are other ways.
Do you toast?
What's your way of toasting then?
We don't.
You don't toast?
Nah.
I'm
toast free house. What do you have in the morning? I'm curious.
We're going to have to move on. I don't think we can talk to people like you.
Do you have bread in the morning instead? Just
No bread.
Just cereal.
Do you believe in cereal?
Porridge.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. I'm so intrigued.
I'm fascinated. Look, let's just give her the prize.
All right.
Just so that she can break out into the world of toast when eventually it's... time to do it. Okay,
there's this new thing. It's called toast.
It'll change your life, I swear.
Wow. All right. Anyway, let's move on.
So here's the riddle.
Can you answer this? There are five people in a room. You enter that room and killed four people. How many people actually remain in the room?
The answer is yes.
The question is, can you answer
this? Can you answer this?
The answer
yes, she can. And that is the answer.
You are on the road to toast.
Slightly frustrating answer, can I say?
It is, I guess.
It's slightly frustrating, but that is the answer. Did you see it on social media? Is that how you saw the answer to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's been floating around the last week, so there you go.
You know, sometimes it's good to get a little historical perspective. So, did you know that from 1793 to 1806, rum was Australia's main currency?
Hey.
I know.
Wow.
I think it may still be in Queensland. I'm pretty sure it's legal tender in Bundaberg, isn't it? But as far as options go, I would probably much rather see alcohol legal tender than toilet paper.
Yeah.
And given the way things are at the moment, with a whole lot of distilleries actually making hand sanitizer, alcohol is sort of still legal tender. Well, maybe not legal tender, but you know what I mean?
How does that work? Like trading with alcohol, would you not drink it anymore because you want to store it?
Well, you don't have to. Well, you can't store it. It stops inflation. Well, you can store it, I suppose, but it stops inflation.
But you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to drink it because you're like, well, what if I drink this? Then I can't get something else that I need.
There are very, very few people thought like that. We're all doing what we can to try and adjust to these strange new circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of kids home at the moment.
Yep.
Shout out to all your parents out there doing a great job. And if you want to, I know it's probably hard to get the kids, you know, wash your hands, stay clean. You've got to keep doing everything, like wash your hands all the time, kids. This might help.
Okay.
It'll guaranteed to get stuck in their heads all day. You might find it annoying, but hey, they'll be washing their hands.
Should we apologise at the same time as saying this might be useful? Okay, and we're also very sorry.
Wash your hands. Grab some soap.
Now, look, I think you probably see where it's going. It's going to work through all the steps in the process already.
My gosh, it's going to help, isn't it? Stuck in my head, of course, from the Baby Shark creators. And we know how crazy that went.
You say help. As people are stuck in confined quarters. with that song stuck in their heads.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But it's had already 4 million views and it's only been up for less than a week.
It's because people don't have anything else to do.
No.
They don't have any options at this point. So, no. All right, we'll play the song again.
At least it'll keep us clean.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With the queen of the quarantine celebrity tales, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Celia Pecola has been crowned winner of Dancing with the Stars for 2020. The finale was actually brought forward a week to last night due to travel restrictions over East.
Right.
And it came down to actress Claudia Carvin, comedians, of course, Celia Pecola, Ed Cavalier, and Richard Wilkins' son, Christian Wilkins. Celia was crowned the season's winner of the Mirrorball Trophy, picking up $50,000 for her chosen charity, which is Safe Steps Family Violence Response Centre. So good on you, Celia.
Nice.
Now, it's all about new music today,
right,
which I think is something we all need right now. Kane Brown and John Legend have dropped a brand new single together called Last Time I Say Sorry.
I'll say I'm sorry over and over. Can't just say I'm sorry. I gotta show you I won't do it again. I'll prove my love is true. I hope the last time I said sorry, the last time I say sorry.
A hint of country in there.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
Nicely done.
Rihanna is back. She's appearing on the new brand new single for Party Next Door. This song is called Believe It.
Believe you want to see me.
Nice, I like that.
I love it. Riri, she's back. It's the first single she's been in since 2017. So,
and what's the name of her support group? Not support group.
Okay, it's actually Party
Fan Club.
Oh, the Rihanna Navy is what I found out today, is what her fans are called, which is the lamest name for a fan group I've ever heard. I'm sorry, Rihanna
fans.
Not
support group, fan club. Right.
Support group. Okay, still going on with new music. We've got more songs to get through. Selena Gomez has got a brand new song out called Dance Again.
Nice. All right.
How good's that? All the merch for that song as well is going to the Music Hairs COVID-19 Relief Fund.
Oh, cool.
So if you purchase anything for that, going straight there. And finally, Dua Lipa has also released a brand new song. This one is called Break My Heart.
Me a little bit of NXS Need You Tonight.
Yeah, well, she's doing the whole old school thing with her Future Nostalgia album. It's all very 80s inspired, so there you go.
It fits the bill.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.